Thank you very much for staying on the line. This is Chase. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much, sir. So Sam basically connected me with the website that we are working for you. That is Crockbox. So how's the services are going on?
They're going on GoDaddy.com.
Okay. And are you happy with the service so far that has been provided to you?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we are basically at the very last step to go ahead and make the website publish. And before that, I think it's an e-commerce site. So what sort of payment methods would you be using on the website?
PayPal.
And what else?
That's it.
That's it. All right. So according to us, like as this is basically one of the things that we'll be using on, so we can use PayPal. That is one of the options. We can use debit and credit, by which the people can pay you through Visa, Amex, Master, Discover. You can also use prepaid or gift card, because many people do not want to put their information, the card information, on the website. So they can use the prepaid or gift card option at that particular point. And you can also use Venmo, Cash App, Square, whatever you say. What do you think about that? Because I think keeping only PayPal would not be an ideal option, considering the fact if I don't have PayPal, then by what I would be paying you?
Well, I mean, through PayPal, they accept credit cards.
They do accept that, by
so
the way, as well?
They can pay me, they can pay me through Visa or MasterCard or Amex.
Right, but for that as well, we need to basically integrate the API, so by which the secondary option could work, which is the Master and debit card. Well, what about the other things like the Venmo, the Cash App, the prepaid?
Nah, I don't want to do that right now.
Okay. And what about the tax calculator and the shipping calculator, which will be calculating the taxes according to different city and state? And how exactly would you be shipping the product out?
Well, I'm taking care of shipping. There's no charge for shipping, so I'll figure that out, you know. At the time, I might use different carriers depending on where and when. So nobody needs to really calculate shipping. It's included in the price.
All right. And as far as the tax calculator is concerned, would the taxes would also be included in the same price?
Sales tax would not be included. It would only be for Pennsylvania, no other state.
So for that as well, we can create a functionality by which the Pennsylvania state would be tax-free. And then any city or state which will be coming up orders from, like California, New Jersey, anything like that, then they will be able to basically pay the taxes according to their particular state. And then you know the fact that there are different percentages going on in different city and states. So we will be setting up the API key for you, which can automatically calculate the tax. So let's say if the product price is $1,499 plus the taxes, which will be according to their state, wherever they're coming from, and then the total would be the subtotal $14.99 plus the tax, and then the amount will be charged. That is the way you want it, right?
Again, I thought it was only if you had a physical footprint in the state that you have to collect sales tax.
Okay.
If I ship it, if I don't have, any, you know, footprint New Jersey, and I ship to New Jersey, there's no New Jersey sales tax, is there?
Exactly. That is one of the things. But you said yourself that you will be shipping it by your particular self. So once you'll be shipping that out, of course, the taxes would be applied on that particular item, right?
No, I don't think so. I think only Pennsylvania have to collect sales tax.
Okay. All right. Now, what about the I know that you have the domain from GoDaddy. What about the hosting?
Well, yeah, I would do the hosting on GoDaddy as well.
Can you come to my website so that I could show you different packages for hosting, and then I can recommend you something which will be better for you, considering the fact that we are the one that designed that particular website for you, so we know which one works better for you, and I can surely get you better prices from GoDaddy.
What's your website?
It's www.orbit.
Yeah.
Design.
Yep.
agency. Hold on. So it's Orbit, O-R-B-I-T, designagency.com.
Yep, I got it. Hold on. It says it's checking my browser. There we go. Okay. Okay, I'm on your site.
All right, let me just see. I have not seen you yet onto the website, on the back end of the website. So it's orbitdesignagency.com. That is where you are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see my message?
Where?
On the chat, no. Right side down corner.
No. Nope.
All right. So do you see any chat button on the right side down corner?
Yep. I see chat now.
Yeah. Can you click on that?
Nothing happens.
Are you using the VPN?
What?
Are you using a VPN?
No.
Okay. The website that you see it says transforming your brands through strategy and innovation. That is the one you're on?
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me try.
What browser are you using, by the way?
Chrome.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me try another one. Hold on. Okay.
All right. You see the text?
All right, Chase, I see.
Yes.
Yeah, this is James.
Perfect. So first of all, open this one up. This will show you the packages for GoDaddy. Once you click on it, let me know. Now, once you open it up, you will see four packages, the DS32, 64, 128, and 256, right?
Yep, I see it.
All right. According to me, what your website is basically having, you don't need the DS128, the 256. Can you read the specification for the DS32?
The specifications?
Yeah, the Intel Xeon D213.
Yeah, it says $129 a month, Intel Xeon D2123IT, 4 Charlie / 8 T's and Thomas 3 gigahertz turbo, 32 gig of RAM, 4 gig of DDR RAM, 2 times 4 terabyte hard disk storage.
Right, so the 4C and the 8T that you see is basically going to give you 4 cores and 8 terabytes. So eventually going to give you good enough speed, like within 10 second, 9 second, the page will be basically loading up, and with the help of the 3.0 gigahertz turbo, that could surely going to be depreciate. Now, if you see the DS64, then the server that's been using, the chipset, the Intel Xeon, has basically been different from the other version. And also, over here, you're getting 6 cores and 12 Ts. Now, you see the price. One is for $129.99 a month, and the other one is $169.99 a month. So let me show you one of their competitors. Are you still on?
Yeah, all right. Let's back the truck. I get extremely low traffic. I mean, if I do 100 transactions a year, that's going to be a lot.
Okay.
So I think this is way overkill for what, you know. I mean,
that is why I'm showing you something which will be better for you. So by that way, you could see the features and compare it. And by that way, I will give you the best possible rates, so by which you're not basically getting anything additional. Because GoDaddy usually charges their clients because they're now a big name. But if you open up the other competitor that I've just sent you, I don't know if you have heard them or not, the hosting.
Well, yeah, I mean, GoDaddy for business hosting, it's $20 a month.
Right.
I mean, that's what I would start with. You know, we're a startup. We have no money, right? Very little transaction. So, you know, if for some reason I get performance issues, fine. I'm willing to upgrade. But there's no reason for me to go to this type of capacity with zero volume and zero traffic.
Okay. But the thing is that, like, the $20 that you're saying, you know that you have to pay a one-time fee to get it installed, which is approximately like $500 or $499 or maybe $399, depending on whatever package you're going with. But how would the transaction work? Because we are the one, we need the server so that we can install it onto the back end of a website and give you the complete access for it.
You know, it doesn't say, anything about that. It says $20 a month, 100 gig of storage, 4 gig of RAM, 2 CPUs, unmetered traffic, 50 websites and databases, free unlimited SSL for all your websites, backups, pre-installed payments platform. I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't use this. I mean,
because this will not be compatible for you.
I don't understand why it won't be.
Why it wouldn't be?
You're asking me to pay. You know,
no, I'm not asking you to pay.
I don't have $129 a month.
But I did not say you that you have to pay that, right? I'm just showing you the different prices.
Oh, okay.
All right. Can you open up the other website that I've sent you on the chat?
Hold on. Where's the other chat? All right. I got it. $90 a month. $120 a month.
Can you read the value server? It gives you the same specification which GoDaddy was offering you for $129.99, but right now you see the price that is from $130, it came down to $90. That is to differentiate that if you go with the other particular servers, that can surely give you. And the same CPU that we are basically requiring to get the website live, they're basically providing.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at HostGator. I'm looking at GoDaddy. You want to compare GoDaddy prices to yours?
Of course.
So, again, I don't see – tell me why the $20 per month for the GoDaddy web hosting isn't going to work for me.
Because the software version that you've utilized on your particular website would not be compatible with the CPU they're providing in the $20 package.
What software are we using that's not compatible? I thought we're using WordPress.
That is the language. The software is something which is basically installed in that particular language of WordPress. However,
and what software is that?
Sorry?
What software is that?
That is the 6.0, the latest version which we are running, which is through
Come on, stop with the double talk. Just tell me the goddamn software, 6.0 version. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. What is the software that is not compatible with GoDaddy that you wrote my software in?
That is the WordPress software, which is called Snapchat 6.0.
So it is WordPress.
It is WordPress, but the software version will not be compatible with the CPU that they're providing us.
Well, what's the minimum CPU you need?
I need at least the 8 threads.
You need what?
The 8 threads, the 4 cores.
You have to have that in order to run this. Why didn't they tell me that when I bought this?
I don't know about that, sir. But I'm not.
Yeah, I told them that I was going to do this on GoDaddy when I originally did this deal with you guys.
Understandable, but I'm not saying.
Well, I don't have the money for this. So what do you want me to do? tell me what you want me to do here. And I don't have $90 a month.
That's what I'm saying, that you don't have to pay the $90. What I'm saying is, would you be getting the service?
What is my best price? My God, I hate this roundabout shit. Just tell me what my price is.
$40 a month, including the installation.
All right, put that in writing and send that to me, please.
Sure, I'll do that.
All right. All right, shoot that over to me. I got to run. I'll call you guys back. Is there a direct line to get to you?
Sure, you can call Sam and he can connect you with me, or you can just call and ask for my extension. That is 609.
All right. Let me. I got to run. Send me that offer in writing so I have it. I'm okay with 40 a month, and I'll give you guys a call back.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.